Yeah, I feel obligated to say every time I talk about this, gee, I wish that we were talking about a comprehensive five-year farm bill instead of trying to figure out what's in and what's out of the budget reconciliation process, and then what might we have to do on a cleanup or a skinny farm bill later, which can be very, very difficult just by scheduling purposes, but also just trying to get that, you know, that coalition of folks that want to get that across the line. So, but this is where we are. I think we have to be realistic. So, of course, you've got a House version of the big reconciliation bill, and then you've got the Senate Agriculture Committee working on their piece of it, and that'll have to be rolled in. So, I mean, and then, of course, you're going to have to reconcile those two, conference those two bills at some point. So we're a long ways from the finish line in terms of knowing what's actually in. But I have to tell you that as I just kind of again, reading a little bit this morning on kind of what's in the latest version, and certainly from a tax standpoint, bonus depreciation, 199A, 45Z, you know, there are some good things that are in this, in the bill. You know, of course, we're looking at those commodity reference prices and all of that. Of course, then you've got a budget process that's coming, an appropriations process that's coming behind. I mean, it's really an active time and just trying to sort through what's in and what's out. Of course, the SNAP situation and cost share for states and all of that really is kind of dominating that discussion about can the Senate version go or not. So look, it's just a moving target right now. And we're working with our delegation and trying to advocate as best we can for the pieces that we know are so important. But again, we're a long ways from the finish line. Even when the Senate bill gets done, then you've got to kind of bring some things together here. So a lot of work yet to do.